Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Higher than average incomes have made a big difference in this province for a really, really long time. It's sort of the cornerstone of the Alberta advantage. One of them, anyway. And it's still the reality. I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But you know what? The gap is getting smaller. And that's just one side of the ledger, right? The other side is the cost of living. And that is where the Alberta advantage might be starting to crumble. I don't know. We'll have to jump into these numbers a little deeper, but Stats Canada released their market basket measure report last week, which basically adds up the cost of, you know, your basic goods and services. When people talk about, you know, you got to make a living, this is the living they're talking about, what it costs. So, you know, you're talking about things like food, clothing, shelter, you know, the basics, transportation, all the rest. And Alberta has really shot up the charts recently. Calgary is now the most expensive city in Canada. To reach that basic standard of living, you're looking at about $55,727, somewhere in that neighborhood. It's more expensive than Vancouver and in Toronto. Edmonton is number four. And to be honest, the difference between all four of those cities is within $500. Okay, so we're talking about this whole cut, the top four here, Calgary and Edmonton joining Vancouver and Toronto as pretty much on par for the most expensive cities in the country. That's surprising to me. And what does it mean for us as we try and, you know, navigate the old Alberta advantage? Does it still exist? We're going to chat with Charles St. Arnaud now. Charles, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time. Charles, of course, the chief economist with Alberta Central. Thanks, Charles. Appreciate you being here.
Good morning, Shay.
So when we take a look at the stats here, you know, from number one, Calgary, to number four, Edmonton, the difference is only $500. So let's say it's basically the same. About $55,000. Are you surprised as I am? And we hear so much all the time about the cost of living in Vancouver and Toronto. I just assumed they were astronomically different, but Calgary's more expensive than those cities. Are you surprised?
I am not, actually. That's the, because there's a lot of other factors that include, because we often hear, oh yeah, Calgary and Edmonton are cheap, but we look at only at housing. Once you start adding cost of utilities, cost of insurance, we know why. For example, electricity prices in this province are much higher than the rest of the country. Our insurance costs, both for vehicles and residential, are also higher than the rest of the country. So it kind of add up. And it's not a new phenomenon. Calgary and Edmonton have been in the top in Canada for at least the past 7 years.
Are those the two major drivers? I mean, is that where we can point the finger and say, hey, this is why that gap is narrowing?
Well, when we look at the details, the two areas where Calgary seems to be pointing to having an Edmonton being at the top is on the shelter. They don't say exactly where, but we know, again, we have still relatively high, not in the top end, but we have higher rents than the rest of the country. We have higher costs in terms of utilities and all that is included in that shelter component. It's also in the, we also score in the top in terms of transportation costs. I'm wondering, is it because we drive a lot more? Insurance is probably also helping on that front, might be also pushing our costs higher there.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, the old adage that, yeah, but incomes are so much higher in Alberta, so it doesn't matter as much. That still holds true, right? Alberta still does hold an advantage when it comes to average income.
Yeah. Well, when you look at from the same report, it's not exactly the same year because the data on the income will be released later. But when we look at last year's data, the median family income in Calgary was $110,000, was $108,000 in Edmonton. In comparison, in Vancouver was $101,000. In Toronto, it was about 98. So we're still making almost 10% above those provinces or those cities.
Is that staying consistent, at least, Charles? Or are we seeing some erosion there too? Is that gap getting narrower as well?
That gap is getting narrower. We've seen over the past, well, since 2015, we've been seeing a gradual convergence between the incomes in Alberta and the rest of the country, just because our incomes are not growing as fast as what we're seeing elsewhere.
And, you know, as you dig into that report from Stats Can, Charles, and I'm sure you realized it too, the bigger issue here, the average income in Alberta no longer covers the basic living in Alberta. I shouldn't say the average, the median income in Alberta is somewhere in the 40s, far off where, you know, I mean, we're talking about households, but there are a lot of people out there that are falling below the poverty line.
I think what the report is really clear showing is that someone who's living on his own, it's now almost impossible for that person, because the number I was citing, like 110, that's the family income. And we can imagine that on average, most people would have two incomes. So at 110, yeah, they can pay for those necessities more easily. But someone who's doing half of that, all his income is going towards those necessities.
Yeah, because I think median income in Alberta is only about $41,000 or $42,000. So like you say, you can see the gap very, very quickly for somebody who's trying to get by on their own. If it's $55,000, it's $55,000. So the gap is there. Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Can we sort of track a trend here, Charles? Where do you think we'll be if we're having this conversation a year from now?
Well, we know that with what's going on with one, inflation, we're seeing rents increasing very rapidly in this province. I see the latest report I've seen on that. Rents in Calgary have increased by about 10% compared to last year. In Edmonton was about 12%. So those are increasing. So our cost of shelter is increasing fast. Mm-hmm. So we might see the same result next year where Calgary and Edmonton are again in the top of the league.
Really interesting stuff. Charles, thank you so much for being here this morning. I appreciate your time.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.